Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest, and you can ask him whatever you like. It's Ask Me Anything on Catholic Answers Live today. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Ask Me Anything is open to anyone to ask any question at all about the Catholic faith. Is it something the Catholic Church teaches that maybe you don't quite understand it, or you're not sure what the Catholic Church teaches on a particular topic? This is your opportunity to call and ask whether you are Catholic or not. As I said, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I am going to be giving out a different phone number much of the hour because we also are going to raise a little bit of money this hour. Hopefully not a little bit of money. Hopefully a lot of money so that we don't have to do this. The pressure comes off as far as raising money for the next 3 months, because each quarter we come to you to ask you to help us fund the show. So we'll be stopping to do that a little bit during this hour. Again, if you just would like to get on the line and ask your question of Dr. Carlo Broussard, no charge for that. Our supporters pay for that, and you are welcome to call right now, 888-318-7884. The way the funding works here is you've got Catholic radio stations, you've got EWTN, the radio network. They do wonderful work. You got to support them, and we hope we're always very clear about that. But we produce this program so that anybody can air it, and all of those radio stations on which you hear it, and EWTN, they do not pay for this radio program, and we don't want them to, and we don't have to charge them for it, because you make it possible for us to produce it so that we can give it out for free to anyone. That's why when you hear calls coming in from Nigeria or South Korea or Australia or Europe, that's generally speaking, somebody has put the show on their app, on their website, on their radio station, and that's why we're getting those calls. So you make it possible for us to reach around the world answering questions about the Catholic faith. And I'm going to tell you how you can support us, and then I'll bring on Dr. Carlo Broussard. There's two ways. You can pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I can see already lines starting to fill up, so we're going to get some questions. We'll get that's it. That's exciting. We'll get a bunch of questions in today. Dr. Carlo Broussard, apologist at Catholic Answers. His most recent book, The Saints Pray for You. His next book coming out just a month from now, Baptism Now Saves You. Dr. Carlo Broussard, thanks for being here with us.
Cy Kelly, thanks for having me, buddy. It's great to be on, man.
Have we messed up your preparation by making you do a little YouTube show with us hour before this?
I was ready to rock and roll.
All right. So you're ready to rock and roll.
Let's do this.
I should tell you, Carlo, and don't share this with anybody. This is just between you and me. We have a match up to $20,000 this hour. So any amount that anyone gives will be matched 100% up to $20,000. Go ahead.
We're just following the pattern of our Lord, multiplying the loaves and the fish, man.
There you go. 888-291-8000. We have a second match as well. We have a generous donor who will, if anybody who will give $500 or more today, their gift is matched twice. So the $500 essentially becomes $1,500. If you can do $5,000, it becomes $15,000. So everybody's getting matched, and those who are able to give $500 or more, that will be matched a second time. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or as I said, go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll tell you what, I kind of feel like Well, for two things. One, I'm going to need someone to log me into that computer so I can see who's on the phone. I can't see if anybody's calling yet. And I like to make an announcement when the first call comes. It might have already come. I don't know, because I logged myself out. And now I need someone who knows the password to log me back in. But again, the number to call, if you'd like to be that first caller, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Or if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, all the same matches apply. You should know that. All the same matches apply. I'll tell you what we'll do, Carlo. While I'm waiting for that first call, and please do be that first caller, early calls make a huge difference in a pledge drive. Anybody who does these will tell you that. So calls this hour mean so much to us, in part because they free up the lines on the third day and allow our colleagues to take your calls. So please do be the first to call 888-291-8000 and get us started. But in the meantime, I think I'm just going to let you answer a question. What do you think, Carlo?
A question from the caller or a question from you?
No, from the caller. That's okay. What I was thinking.
Yeah, well, before I do that, I was going to share a story that I recently experienced this past weekend. I was speaking at the Defending the Faith conference in Steubenville at Franciscan University, and this goes toward what we're doing today and trying to raise money to fund Catholic Answers because of the great work that we do. I met a young gentleman just starting out, his young, beautiful family with his wife and his little 1 and 2 year old girl. And he comes up to me and he says, Carlo, I just want to thank you. I am from Slovakia. And I came to this conference specifically to come and to hear your talk, and of course to hear the other talks as well, but he was directing the message towards me because he had received my first book that I published for Catholic Answers Press, Prepare the Way, and it was the only book he's ever bought to cross the pond, that he bought directly from across the pond and had it shipped over to him. And he was thanking me for the help that it offered him in his walk with the Lord and his coming to conviction with his Catholic faith. And I tell you what, Si, because of the great work that we do here at Catholic Answers, this young man, Joseph, and his friend, I can't remember his name, Dimitri, I think, he's actually studying at Steubenville. They want to start apologetic groups and studies in Slovakia to try and help the Catholics there. Absolutely. Because of the good work that we do here at Catholic Answers, which if people are listening, they need to call in and pledge their support at 888-291-8000. And the money that they give in this drive, Si, is going to contribute to this young gentleman, Joseph, doing the apologetics and the evangelization that they want to do in Slovakia.
Isn't that
so
fantastic?
How about that, man?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the reach that we have at Catholic Answers. But of course, as you know, Si, there would be no way that we could have this reach without the generosity of supporters who listen day in and day out and who follow the work that we do. So, friends, if you want to help Joseph and all of those in Slovakia, then you need to call in right now, 888-291-8000, and make your pledge or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
What a magnificent story. And it really is the story of Catholic Answers. I mean, it gets out there. It goes around the world because of our donors. And it's amazing what happens, the consequences of that. I will tell you.
Listen, it wasn't just Joseph. I'll tell you this. You know, there were several other people at that conference who came up to me time and time again. Carlo, I just want to say thank you so much for what y'all do at Catholic Answers. Thank you. Thank you. It helped in my conversion. It helped in my reversion. It helped strengthen my faith. It is tremendous, Si, the amount of work, good work that we do at Catholic Answers and the good fruits that we are producing. We're not just making a difference, Si. We're making a difference for the good.
Praise God. Praise God. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 12 of our colleagues in the building are on the line, ready to take your call. 2 calls on right now. So thank you to those who have gotten us started. I am going to go to a question for Dr. Carlo Broussard. Tyler is in Denver, Colorado. Tyler, thank you very much for waiting. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. My wife and I have been donating for a couple of years now. We love you guys.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
Awesome.
So it's a Bible. In the Bible, 1 Samuel 15:11, God is talking to Samuel about how he regrets making Saul king. And I would just like some explanation on this. If God's all-knowing, how can he have regrets of something that he did?
Yeah, great question, Tyler. It's very similar to a host of other passages that we find in the Bible where the authors ascribe some sort of human quality to God, which seems apparently to conflict with and contradict other things that we read about God, like in the prophet Malachi, where God says, I do not change. For example, in Genesis 22, mm-hmm. when Abraham offers Isaac on Mount Moriah, God says, now I know that you fear me. Does that mean that somehow God came to know that Abraham fears him, which would imply that he didn't know before that? And the answer, Tyler, is no. Similarly here, when it says God regrets or repented of having made King Saul, it is not indicating that God actually repented or changes his mind or regrets what he did. Rather, the ancient authors, this is what we call an anthropomorphism, where we describe God according to human qualities. And the purpose of doing that is to allow for the ancient readers to be able to relate to God in a personal way. I mean, if the ancient authors were to approach God and explain God to the ancient readers as the ipsum esse subsistens, pure existence itself, pure actuality itself, the uncaused cause and unmoved, like those ancient authors would they'd be like, what? What in the world are you talking about? They would have no way to relate to God in a personal way. So by ascribing human qualities to God, even though the author does not intend that God has these human qualities, the purpose is to manifest to the ancient readers the personal nature of God, that he is personal, and that we as his creatures and within the covenant as his family of God can relate to him in a personal way. And so that's the purpose of the anthropomorphism that is utilized. It's just simply the ancient authors trying to communicate to ancient readers in a way that they can relate to God. Now, in reality, objectively speaking, what's going on here is not that something changed in God or that he repented of what he had done, but rather to manifest to us that what Saul did was contrary to the divine will. Kind of like when God says to Abraham, now I know that you fear God. In reality, it's Abraham who came to know that he feared God. Similarly here, it says God repented, but in reality, it's manifesting the behavior Saul engaged in, that he sinned and acted in a way that conflicted with God. And that's the purpose of the anthropomorphism. Twofold: to allow the ancient readers to relate to God in a personal way, and in this particular case, to express to the ancient readers that what Saul did was a very bad thing and conflicting with the divine will.
Okay, Tyler?
Wow. Yeah, thanks. That was a great answer. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your support too, Tyler. I very much appreciate that. I think one of the things people don't always get is that, Carlo's got to come in and answer questions and write books, and I got to come in and respond to emails and all that. But the person who sends the check in is doing exactly as much as anybody else to make this place keep going. Like, if those checks don't come in, we're done. We end in a day. We don't go another day without that. And that's why we come to you and ask you for your support 4 times a year in order to keep this show and so much else that we do here at Catholic Answers going. You can pick up the phone and become a supporter right now. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. When you pick up the phone and call, you're talking to one of our colleagues. Right now, 12 of them are waiting for your call. What we do during the pledge drive, they just set aside whatever else they were working on and just wait by the phone for calls to come in, because we all know that this is the time of the year that the bills get paid. And I'd really like to see some of those 12 get a call right now. They're ready for your calls, and we do need your help and support. Each quarter, we come to you to ask you for your support. We have generous donors who make it possible for us to put match money up. And all of that only works if you will pick up the phone and call. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. If you give a dollar, it's going to be two. You give 10, it's going to be 20. I can do this all day. You give 100, it's going to be 200. You give 1,000, it's going to be 2,000. And That's up till we use up the $20,000, 888-291-8000. If you are one of those people who is especially blessed and you can give $500 or more, there is a second match for that. So in fact, if you give $1,000, it becomes $3,000, not just wow. $2,000. 888-291-8000. That's right. That's what the correct response to that is. Wow. That is exactly the correct response, Dr. Broussard.
Amen. Amen. We need those people to call right now, 888-291-8000, because listen, Si, and to the people who are listening right now, I ask you the question, have you been benefited by the work that we do here at Catholic Answers? Maybe Trent Horn's podcast, Joe Heschmeyer, Shameless Popery, Jimmy Akin's, the Jimmy Akin podcast show, Si Kellett's, you know, even my podcast. Then you need to call in right now, 888-291-8000, and make your pledge, because people are converted and benefited by this work. I just attended an event last night, Si, where the individual by the name of Caleb Harlan, he was a Presbyterian pastor. He converted with his family just a year ago last summer, and in large part due to the work that we do at Catholic Answers. He was listening to the podcast, Trent Horn and Joe Heschmeyer, and it led him to come to see the truth of Catholicism. And now he's the director of our adult spiritual formation at Holy Family at our cathedral.
Wow.
And we had a packed house at an Irish pub last night where he and his beautiful wife, Meg, shared their testimony. It's amazing. The work that we do at Catholic Answers is tremendous, but it cannot be done and the voice cannot be heard, Si, unless people call in right now, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make their pledge. We need it today.
888-291-8000. Just 10 lines open now. Perfect time to call. When there's 10 lines open, perfect time to call. And we've got some gifts that we'd like to give you as well. So if you are if you're making a pledge today and you come in, for example, at the $10 a month level, you become what we call around here a Society 315 defender, helping us to defend the faith. It's a $10 a month pledge. It's matched dollar for dollar. And you get a T-shirt, you get a car magnet, and you get all kinds of really good exclusive content throughout the year. We try to make that a kind of a club, really. I mean, we want it to be something where people are getting something of benefit out of it, not just giving money to us. So we try to make it beneficial for you to do that. So $10 a month, if you could come in at $10 a month right now, your pledge, that $120 by the end of the year, is matched immediately. So immediately we get the match of $120. So your pledge is $240 for the year if you come in at the $10 a month level. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, we've got a whole bunch of lines open right now for you, 888-291-8000. Also, if you go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, all of it goes to the same place. Your pledge is matched exactly the same way there as it would be if you were to pick up the phone and call. So go right now to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So, okay, so if you come in at the $20 a month level, what is the gift we have for you at the $20 a month level? If you call 888-291-8000, and you know what? I've forgotten, Darren. What's the gift that we have for him? Because I don't want to say the wrong book. There were two things that were going around today. What is it? Oh, Canceled, the wonderful book, Canceled, by Steve Weidenkopf. I've got it right here. 12 Catholic Heroes That History Turned Into Villains. Look, if you want to find out why Marie Antoinette is not the villain history made her, but she's actually a hero, read this book, and that's at the $20 a month level. If you can come in at a bit higher level, at the $40 a month level, we'd like to give you a course on world religions at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. Would you pick up that phone and call right now? There's four people on the lines right now. Lots of lines open. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest. We've got more questions for you, Carlo. Should we go back to the phones?
Yeah, but before we do that, Si, I just wanted to note one thing. This past weekend at the conference, I had so many great conversations, man. And one of the conversations I had, the gentleman was asking about Catholic Answers. How many employees do y'all have? Like 40-something employees. and, you know, how do y'all support yourself? What's your revenue? And I was like, 100% donor supported. We run 100% based upon the support and the generosity of folks who are listening right now. So we're begging in order for us to continue the good work that we do, because we're 100% reliant upon our generous donors. We need them to call in right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's let Carlo do his regular job. Steve's up in Canada. Hello, Steve. You got a question for Carlo? No, Steve? Line two? Oh, he's coming. He's on mute. He just figured
out. Can you hear me?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, we can, Steve. How are you?
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is the following. What are the similarities and differences between Eve before the fall and Our Lady before being assumed into heaven? That is before she died. Okay. Is there something that Eve before the fall had that Our Lady did not have? Is there anything that Our Lady had that Eve before the fall did not have? Was one better than the other?
All right. Good question, Steve. Okay, so with regard to similarities, both Eve before the fall and Our Blessed Mother would not have experienced the inner turmoil of the intellect being opposed to the will and the conflict between the two, or the bodily appetite slash desire slash passions in relation to the will. So Eve before the fall had what we call in theology original justice, which involves all of the things that I just explained or articulated. Our Blessed Mother had original justice and therefore had that inner harmony within herself. Secondly, Eve before the fall, Our Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, were both brought into existence and created without the stain of original sin. And Eve before the fall had no personal sin. And of course, Mary had no personal sin. And so those would be some similarities. With regard to differences, Eve before the fall, of course, had a conditional promise of being free from any corruption and death. Right. And of course, she would forfeit that gift. And then, of course, Our Lady within God's divine providence. So the stronger tradition has it that she would indeed die. And that was part of the plan, that not on account of original sin, we would argue as Catholics, but simply for some other purpose, to die a holy death in solidarity with her son, who would accept death as well, even though he did not have original sin. So you had certain preternatural gifts that were given to Eve before the fall, like no suffering in any way whatsoever, even before the fall. Like Eve just was not suffering, whereas Our Lady still suffered, even though she was free from both original sin and personal sin. She underwent emotional suffering. She underwent physical suffering in the journey to Bethlehem. And so those would be some differences between Our Lady and Eve before the fall. What do you think of that? Is that helpful?
Yes, that's very helpful. I don't know if I can have just a
go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, we got
question.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so now in heaven, what does Our Lady have compared to
that Eve?
Eve
did not. Yeah, yeah, great. And so here's the answer, Steve: her glorified body. So unlike Our Lady in this life, where she was experiencing suffering, and if we go with the stronger tradition of the church, that she experienced death, in her glorified body, she does not experience any suffering. Of course, she's not going to be experiencing any psychological or emotional suffering or spiritual suffering, but she's not even going to be experiencing bodily suffering, unlike it was when she was in this life. So that would be the lack of bodily suffering. Of course, that would be similar with Eve before the fall, but with her glorified body comes certain powers and qualities that are characteristics that are given to the glorified body of Our Lady that Eve would not have had even before the fall. So, and the image of this would be the resurrected body of our Lord. So recall, Steve, our Lord is appearing and disappearing. He ascends into heaven at the ascension, and they no longer see him. He's with the disciples on the road to Emmaus and the breaking of the bread. He's no longer with them. So quote-unquote appear and disappear, St. Thomas Aquinas would say, it's the gift of agility, where the body is so swift in its movement that it looks as if appearing and disappearing, but we could quibble about that metaphysical reality. The point being is that Mary in her glorified body is going to have supernatural qualities given to it in its glorified state that Eve did not have before the fall. Eve wasn't going from tree to tree with the gift of agility and swiftness within the garden. She had to walk through space just like everybody else, unlike Our Lady, who can appear bodily to me right here and right now and in an instant not be here and be somewhere else in the physical cosmos. Even the gift of glory comes with the resurrected body. You know, our Lord says in Matthew 13:43, the righteous will shine like the sun. Through theological speculation throughout the century, Steve, theologians have reflected upon how the glory of the soul, the holiness of the soul, will overflow and manifest itself in and through the body, where the body will shine like the sun, like our Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Our Lady, in her glorified state with her bodily assumption, she has the gift of glory, something Eve did not have. You know, I doubt Adam was having to put a veil on his face in order to be in the presence of Eve before the fall.
Hey, thanks for the call. I got to let people know we've got $20,000 and a long way to go to use it up this hour. This is the half hour break. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000. Everything matched. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Ask Me Anything this hour. Our guest is Dr. Carla Broussard, author and apologist and doctor of philosophy. We've been having fun answering the questions, but we also have money to raise this hour. This is our quarterly pledge drive. I just want to tell you where we are. We have $20,000 to use up in the match, and I've been watching. Quite a few calls came in. We never got over about five or six at a time, and to fill up the lines takes about 17 or 18 calls. It wasn't an avalanche, but it was a good solid number. But our number was going up very, very slowly as far as the amount of money donated. So it looked to me like we had a long, long way to go. But now I'm told there's a slight technical problem. So I always like to report to you where we are at the half hour mark. And I can't at the moment. I know we have more than $10,000 to use up of match money this hour. I don't know exactly where we are, but could we try to fill up those phones right now? We're going to continue to keep taking calls and doing what we do, but we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. If we meet our matches each hour, what we have found is that keeps us on track to be fully funded by the end of the 3 days. Out of the whole quarter, we just take 6 hours. And we only take a part of each of those 6 hours to ask you for your support. And this is that's what we're doing right now. 11 lines open, 5 calls on right now. Can we fill up those lines? 888-291-8000. Look, if you give $50 right now, it's going to be 100. It's matched until we use up that match money. If you give 20, it's going to be 40. If you give 1,000, it's going to be 2,000. But then I keep forgetting this. But it's not 2,000 if you give 1,000, because anybody $500 or over, there is a separate match from a separate donor that will again add. So essentially your money gets tripled. If you give 500, it becomes 1,500. If you give 1,000, it becomes 3,000. Lots of lines open. Our colleagues would really love to take your call right now. If you're given a dollar, they would love to talk with you. If you're just calling to say you pray for us, they'd love to talk to you. If you're calling to give $10,000, they'd love to talk to you. They will get you done quickly. If you say, I need to get done in about 90 seconds, they'll do it. They will spend the rest of the day talking with you if you want to talk about your experience with Catholic Answers or coming into the church or whatever you'd like to share. Either way, it's up to you. 888-291-8000. And remember, you can do all the same stuff, all the same matches at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Si, how cool is that, man, that their pledge will get doubled under 500, tripled over 500? That's amazing, man. Like I said earlier, we're participating in our Lord's multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. You know, one thought that comes to mind, Si, and again, for our listeners, 888-291-8000. So many times people will come up to me at conferences or talks and say, man, I can't do what you do. Like a lady told me this past weekend at the Steubenville conference, you know, that was a great presentation, but I don't think I would be able to articulate it like that. Listen, even if it is the case, I highly doubt it is the case, you probably could, but even if it isn't, you can still contribute to the endeavor and the mission of evangelization and apologetics by supporting Catholic Answers and the work that we do so we can provide the articulations and the explanations. You can participate in the Great Commission of Matthew 28:19. Go out into all nations and make disciples. Oh, I can't talk like Carlo and Jimmy and Tim and Trent and Joe. Well, listen, you can call and give us some money so that we can keep talking the talk, right? And so that we can keep explaining the faith. That's your way. That's one way in which God will possibly is calling you to participate in this great mission and the work of Catholic Answers. Again, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
It means the world. What we are able to do because you give is to do all the things we do here at Catholic Answers and give it away free. We give this program away free. We're able to do podcasts. We're able to do this program. We're able to do a whole host of things, including social media, where we're reaching young people in ways really nobody else is. Ask around about Catholic social media, and guaranteed people will mention Catholic Answers is doing groundbreaking stuff in social media. It's not because of me. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. We've got a great guy, Thomas the TikTok Engine, who just kills it. And that's what you
Indeed
are making possible.
And so, you know, Si, everybody I talk to confirms that. So people need to call in right now so we can keep Thomas Graff.
Yeah, we can't lose Thomas.
Social media
we
presence.
We cannot lose Thomas the TikTok Engine. And it's wild because, you know, that's where... Look, we know what the good news is. We know the healing power of the friendship that any person can have with Jesus Christ is. We just got to be where people are. And that's what you're paying for when you call. We just get it out where people are so that they can be in contact with it. And we try to do it, as much as we can, without anger, without rancor, without unnecessary controversy, just share what the church actually teaches and let it do its thing. 7 lines open, 888-291-8000. Back to the other phone lines we go to let Dr. Carlo Broussard answer more questions. Let's go to John in Oklahoma. John, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, guys. You know, you guys have been a big blessing to my wife and myself in our conversion.
Awesome.
I just want to thank you guys for that.
John, thank you. Can I ask you a question, John? Did you find us on Oklahoma Catholic Radio?
No, I found you guys by accident on Sirius XM.
Oh,
I was like, okay,
that's EWTN.
Started
our
conversion, and we're like, listen, all the Protestants, they got their stuff, so Catholic has to have something. And when I found EWTN, because I knew about EWTN, I mean, unless you were living under a rock, you didn't, you know, there was no way you couldn't have known about EWTN. But I found them on the radio, and I was like, you guys happened to be on that day as
Wonderful.
Soon as I tuned in.
John, but thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, John. All right, we'll let you ask one question. Since such good sharing, one question. Go ahead.
Okay, I got one question, but before I do that, I got to give a shout-out to my fellow Knights of Columbus brothers that are in D.C. at the convention today.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So,
they all said, hey, I heard them.
Did it? Well,
yeah,
I
could hear it. Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Okay, we know in the Bible there are many figures in the Bible that lived to be like 800-900 years old.
Yeah.
Why did God get so upset that he decided on 120 years, nobody's living past that, that's it?
Oh, interesting. Are you thinking of a particular passage? I can't think of a particular passage where it states that.
I think
I'm lacking in my knowledge on that.
Yeah, he was upset because they were all marrying, you know, this was early in. And they were all marrying, I guess, pretty much close in when they were taking all the women and stuff like that. And it kind of upset him. And he said, nobody's living after 120 now.
Oh, yeah. I go ahead, Si. You were about to say something?
Genesis 6. I thought it was in the Psalms, but it's Genesis 6.
Yeah, I would have to go back and look at that. But I think, John, this gets to a caller that called in earlier when we were talking about anthropomorphisms, where the ancient writers ascribe human qualities to God in order to express that certain behaviors are in a variety of different degrees violating and conflicting with the divine will. With regard to God letting people live 900 years, scholars will go back and forth as to whether that's to be taken literally or not. There is strong evidence that it's an idiomatic expression in order to convey the idea that these individuals were of great importance, lived long, fruitful lives or fulfilling lives. Now, could God preserve somebody to live for that long? Of course he can. So it's not an exclusion of the miraculous, but the point being is that it doesn't necessarily have to be interpreted in a literalistic way. And so on that reading of those 900 years lives that were lived, 900 years long lives lived, we can see that there wouldn't necessarily be a arbitrary contrast or a change in letting them live that long and now letting them live only for a particular time. So I think at bottom line, at least we can say that even though we might not know the specifics of why a change, if there is in fact a change, we can at least say that the ancient writers are using anthropomorphic language, ascribing to him human qualities in order to convey that what humanity is doing is extremely evil and contrary to the divine will, without intending to convey any sort of, you know, metaphysical reality about God changing his mind and stuff. In fact, we would argue that they are not doing so, but trying to achieve other purposes, again, using anthropomorphic language. So that's about all I would say with regard to that. I would have to dig in a little bit more, do a little bit more reading and research in order to go deeper into and follow that rabbit in the rabbit hole. But I think on the surface, that would be an adequate answer in order to at least show that this would in no way entail a change in God's mind or a change in God, etc.
John, I want to say thank you very much for the call. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest. It's Ask Me Anything on Catholic Answers Live today. And you are welcome to call. Let me give that number out real quick, 888-318-7884, because I see we have a few lines open. And if you've got a question for Carlo, 888-318-7884. Now, I do want to say, I said before we went to that call, hey, We need to fill up these lines a little bit, and it would be very generous of you if we could get all our colleagues who are waiting by the phones to have a call. And we did pretty well. We came close. We didn't fill up the lines, but we did pretty well. So I want to say thank you to people. As I told you, there's a small technical error. I can't tell you yet how close we are to the $20,000 match, but I know we're not that close. All right. So I know from the general signals that we're getting, we've got thousands to go to use up that match. So perfect time to call. 888-291-8000 is where you go. If you want to participate in the match, give a dollar, give $100, give $250. It all gets doubled right now. It's all being matched dollar for dollar. If you are especially blessed and are able to give $500 or more, we have a donor who will double match. So $500 or more, all those pledges get matched twice. 888-291-8000. Again, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, Si, speaking of those folks who can give that 500, that 1,000, that 5,000 donation, St. Paul has a little something to say about that. In First Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, he says, "The rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." So for those folks out there who can write that big check, which we need, Si, at Catholic Answers, read 1 Timothy chapter 6, pray about it, and see if the Holy Spirit is prompting you and moving you to help us in the work that we do here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Give us a call, and we would love to talk to you.
888-291-8000. 10 lines open at the moment, and in studio with us, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
888-291-8000. GiveCatholic.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, text Catholic to 24365. I wanted to get that important bit out of the way before I said hello to you, Si.
Oh, thank you. That is more important than saying hello to me.
I don't know, Si. Can I just follow up with something Carlo just said about the opportunity for large gifts here? Anything over $500 is going to be tripled?
Yeah.
That's stunning.
That is stunning.
That is stunning. So I want to think big here. My friends, if you've been waiting to make a $5,000 gift to Catholic Answers, that's $15,000 to us. And by the way, it makes me also a member of our highest giving society, our Vineyard Partners, to which all kinds of benefits attach. And you can go to Catholic.com and look that up. But that's an extraordinary deal. Five is 15,000 to us. 10 is 30,000. So if you've been waiting, now you might say, okay, well, that's a lot of money. I want to put on a credit card. I don't want to pay those fees. That's fine. Just tell whoever you call, look, make the pledge, and we'll send you an invoice for it, or however it is you want to make. You want to make a bank transfer, or gift of stock, or Bitcoin.
We do wheat.
Yes, it's true. We do. We did get wheat.
Someone gave us wheat one time.
Yes.
That was awesome.
888-291-8000. So my friends, take advantage of this. We don't get a triple match on large gifts very often. So we get them on monthly givers from time to time. But this is an unusual opportunity.
I think this might be the second time it's happened, Chris.
Yeah. So big news there. And I encourage you to take advantage of it, because I know there are people listening. And it's very expensive to run the show. Okay, look, my friends, there are three lines in use, and there are 11 lines not in use. And actually, your little monitor here has an even more, heart-searing word, idle. Agents idle.
Yeah, they're idle. All these employees, 12 employees are idle
right now. So we know what idle hands are.
Devil's playground.
We don't want. So my friends, you don't want to be culpable for the staff of Catholic Answers being idle during pledge drive.
Put them to work. Call.
Yes. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Well, how's the mood out there, though, Chris?
It's quiet, and I know we have a big match to make, and I know that we're having difficulty with the tally. The demons are interfering with the computers and everything, but we are a good distance away. And that's why I'm telling folks right now who are thinking, okay, I was about to make that $5,000 gift. This is the time to do it because it's going to be $15,000 and it's going to help us get very close to that match. 888-291-8000.
Well, let me thank a few people. Kristen from Roanoke, Virginia says her husband came into the church 2 years ago because of Catholic Answers. Praise God, Kristen. Thank you. And then her son-in-law did the same last year. She donated $150 today. Kristen, could not be more grateful.
God bless you,
thank
Kristen.
You very,
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Carol in Michigan just donated $500. She said, triple match, exclamation point. So thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Very much. Our friend Emma from Hayden, Idaho, increased from $15 to $20 a month and wants to hear the groovy music. All right, we'll play the groovy music. It'll come. Don't worry. But thank you, Emma. Thanks
Look
very
at this.
Much.
Only 9 agents idle right now. So this is good. Six lines busy, 9 not busy.
Kathleen from South Carolina just made a one-time gift of $1,000. So I know where the gifts are coming in. I can't tell you what the tally is. I know we have still a good long way to go to make our $20,000 match, though. So 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Let's tell these people, this show costs us annually, what's about the ballpark here? About,
well, I don't know if it's just this show, but I know that in order to be covered, they usually tell us, what is it, 220 times 4, so that's 880,000.
Yeah, I was going to say about 800, a little bit more.
880,000, which is like 2 TV commercials. You know what I mean? Like that's, it's really, like every sitcom you're watching, when you see one of those people dancing around because they got a new pill, those cost about $400,000. You know what I'm talking about?
Seven lines in use, 8 lines open. My friends, let's get this down to 0 lines open. 888-291-8000. Cy, this is what I'm going to say to you. I know $800,000 is a lot of money. That is a lot of money. There's no question about it. But when I think about what this show delivers 52 weeks out of the year, 5 days out of the week, 2 hours out of the day. That's what it delivers. There's a ton of time behind the scenes of show prep, the production afterwards, the managing the equipment, the booking of the guests, all the countless things that go into, and by the way, I'm not even mentioning the years and years and years of study that our regular crew, Carlo, Trent, Tim, now Tom Nash, full-time employee, thanks be to God, of Catholic Answers, Jimmy, I left one out there, Joe Heschmeyer.
You left out Joe Heschmeyer.
888-291-8000. 7 lines open. Let's keep going here, my friends. 888-291-8000. Let's get this match met. The years and years and years of practice. I'm sitting in my office taking phone calls, and I'm listening to Carlo answer that question on the similarities and differences of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Eve. And it is the most thorough... Just tell me, where are you going to get a more thorough answer?
No.
To a question like
right.
that?
Right.
It was Carlo, I mean, it was amazing how thorough.
Well, thank you, boss. Well, yeah. I appreciate that.
I think Carlo and I
must say,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead,
yeah,
Carl.
It's not me. It's Catholic Answers. You know, boss, you were talking about all of the formation that we go through. It's not just like coming from my own study, but the interaction and the formation that I get from all the other apologists and
yes.
the team here as a whole at Catholic Answers. And so that's why the folks need to call in and make their pledge at 888-291-8000 so that we can continue to provide thorough and solid answers like that.
In fact, I think I learned a new phrase. What is it, original justice? Is that what? You said,
yeah, original justice. Yes.
I'm the president of Catholic Answers. I had never heard that theological phrase. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, original holiness is having sanctifying grace. Yep. Original justice is at the order of the nature.
Yep. Look, we need you to call and give right now because Chris doesn't know the Catholic faith, and we need we need help. We need to keep producing this show for Chris.
We have to buy a catechism for the president, right? Maybe I could sign up on one of our school apologetics classes. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friend, there are 8 lines open. We're tripling every gift over $500. This is the time to dig
Do
deep,
it.
My friends.
Do it. And
your stocks have gone way up. We'll take gifts of stock. We can tell you, we can walk you through that.
I think we can even, like, I know there are people that bought Bitcoin. I talked to a guy the other day that bought Bitcoin, like, in 2015, and he's the most unassuming guy. And now he's got these big, fat stacks of Bitcoin.
Yep.
But, like, he could give one of those Bitcoins.
100%.
I mean, I don't know how much one is worth, but they're worth a lot.
We'll take a Bitcoin.
We'll take a Bitcoin.
Yes, we will.
Would that do it? But
if somebody gives us a Bitcoin right now, we will meet our goal for this hour.
Okay. I guess they're worth a lot. 888-291-8000. Let's let Carlo answer another question, Chris. I think right, we better get another one. Chris, Carlo, I'm not giving you much time. You're going to have about 3 minutes for this answer. But
all right, let's do it.
All right, Tyler in Oklahoma watching on Twitch. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Carlo, I appreciate all you do, man.
Thanks, buddy.
So when our Lord said that his body is not separated, the body of Christ is not separated, does that mean the living and the dead in Christ, also the church?
Yeah, so St. Paul, you know, our Lord talks about all of us being one in his high priestly prayer of John chapter 17, but St. Paul gives us the precise theology of the body of Christ and how we're members of each other. That membership in the mystical body of Christ, Tyler, involves membership among us Christians here on earth, anybody who has sanctifying grace dwelling with their soul and within their soul, which is given to us ordinarily through the sacrament of baptism, but God gives it to some extraordinarily in some circumstances. The souls in purgatory, because they have died in friendship with Christ, they're guaranteed heaven, and the souls in heaven, of course. Those three states constitute, make up the mystical body of Christ. And this is why, Tyler, we can say the household of God goes beyond the boundaries of this life. That's the beautiful thing of the communion of saints. The household of God is not restricted to us wayfarers and sinners here on earth, but the house of God extends to and involves and includes the heavenly host and, of course, the souls in purgatory.
888-291-8000. Just a couple of minutes left in this hour, my friends.
Go ahead.
Is that the theology behind the intercession of saints? That's my last bit. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. You're very welcome, Tyler. We're
Tyler,
happy to...
precisely because the blessed in heaven and we for each other are in the mystical body of Christ, we are able to intercede for each other in a way that doesn't take away from the glory of Christ as the unique mediator in 1 Timothy 2:5, because we intercede for each other, whether me for you, you for me, or Mary for me, because we're doing it in, through, with, and because of Jesus Christ. And you know, Cy and Chris, the Catholic radio is a beautiful way of giving an expression, a visible expression of this membership in the mystical body of Christ, because whenever you hear across the world the work that we do at Catholic Answers, we are all being united in the one faith of Jesus Christ. So that's why they need to call at 888-291-8000 so that we can continue giving visible expression to this theological reality of the mystical body of Christ.
Hey, Tyler, give your mailing address to Edgar. We're going to send you Carlo's book, The Saints Pray for You.
Awesome. I got an update. We need $13,000 in the next 8 minutes to meet our match for this hour. So it was a rough hour, but it was kind of confusing. I couldn't update people. So now is a great time to fill up those lines. Thank you so much.
Eight lines
if you
open.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. If you can make a $1,000 pledge, tripled, and you get us that much closer to meeting that $13,000 we still have to use up this hour. 888-291-8000. There are folks who can make that $1,000 pledge, and we're going to need a few of them in order to be funded by the end of this hour. 888-291-8000. Chris Check, what do you think?
My friends, I'm going to ask the same question I ask every time we do this drive. How big a check would you write to bring a soul into the Catholic Church? You would write as big a check as you possibly can. And I can tell you that this radio program for, what is it now, 27 years, Si?
27 years.
27 years has been bringing souls into the Catholic Church. That's exactly what this radio show does. Many, many more souls than we know. And we're going to meet them, please God, on the other side of the veil. And you're going to meet them too. And they're going to come to you and say, hey, look, I know you didn't answer the questions the way Carlo did, but you wrote the check that made it possible for him to answer those questions.
That's very true.
Yep, you wrote the check that made it possible for him to answer those questions. And so he didn't have to go be a roofer or whatever it is he was going to, or an accordionist.
He was an accordionist.
Yes, I know. And he could actually bring people. Well, I mean, it's possible you could bring people into the Catholic Church using a Cajun accordion, but I'm I'm going to go with Catholic Answers Live on this one. Okay.
Amen to that. And remember, John, who called earlier, he said he stumbled upon Catholic Answers Live on Catholic radio, and that was the impetus and the beginning point of his journey to become Catholic. That's why people need to call in at 888-291-8000 in particular, so we can keep Catholic Answers Live on the air, keep Catholic radio going for people like John. There are tons of people out there like John who haven't heard of Catholicism, haven't heard the Catholic truth, but who are primed and ready to stumble upon Catholicism like John did and come into the faith.
888-291-8000. Six lines open. Let's get that to zero, my friends. Let's call. The hour is winding down. 888-291-8000. How much would you pay to bring a soul into the Catholic Church? Ask yourself that question as you are dialing. Five lines open. 888-291-8000. What is a soul brought to the fullness of the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, the grace of his sacraments, the fullness of his truth? Four lines open. 888-291-8000. What is that worth? It's actually worth a bigger check than you can write.
Hey, we're under 12,000 to go. We've got just a few minutes left in the hour. We'll be back next hour. I'll let you know if we made the match. Some of you are saying, oh, they're not going to make that match. You just watch. You never know. People are very, very generous. We can still do this. Maybe there's
three lines open.
Maybe one person could write us $5,000 or $6,000 or $10,000 check, and that will eat up a lot of it. And then all these other folks, there's still lines open. We can get this done. 888-291-8000, because you pay for Catholic Answers Live. Nobody else does. It's free to anyone who wants to broadcast it anywhere in the world because of what you do. Perfect time to pick up the phone. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You'll be done in just a couple minutes. 888-291-8000.
Two lines open.
$20,000 match. 888-291-8000.